The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees, so they asked him, "Why then are you baptizing, if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. By the words of the Holy Gospel, may our sins be blotted away. Please be seated. Many of our younger Catholics do not know that we've only been singing hymns at the beginning of Mass for the last 45 years. Prior to that, the entrance hymn of the Mass, if the Mass were being sung, was a passage from the Scriptures, usually a portion of a psalm with then an entire psalm to follow. And we call this the introit. The psalms were chosen centuries ago, so they've been part of the Mass for over 1,500 years. And oftentimes, our Masses came to be known by the first word of that verse, the first verse of what we called the introit. So you could say Sunday, December 14th, or you could say the third Sunday of Advent, or you might say Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is the proper name for this day. We also have Laetare Sunday that falls in Lent, that's very well known. And perhaps the best known Sunday of all is the Sunday after Easter. Not because the prayer is so strikingly different, but because it is someone's birthday. It's Quasimodo Sunday. The character of Quasimodo in Victor Hugo's novel is said to have been born on the Sunday after Easter and given not a saint's name, but the name of the Mass. So that's how the name Quasimodo exists. In Latin, it simply means the word like or as. So today, Gaudete Sunday is a Sunday of rejoicing. The word Gaudete is rejoice. It's given us the English word gaudy, which means a party, a festivity. We rejoice not just because Christmas is approaching, but because now, not on the 25th of December, but every day of the year, we possess the Savior. We have a Savior. We have Christ, who has come among us to bring us joy. The joy of knowing the truth of God and his love. The joy of seeing God with a human face in the person of Christ. Knowing his nearness, knowing that he understands us, knowing that we are precious in his eyes, so precious that he not only stretches out his arms in the manger, but on the cross. So this day is a time when we're meant to be mindful of our Lord's blessings. And by being mindful of his blessings, we open our hearts and our minds to receive more, to receive the next gifts that he gives us. So the church today celebrates with more joyful music, with flowers at the altar, with rose-colored vestments, all of which are reminders to us of joy, the joy that is ours. Now, because not everyone understands joy in the same way, not everyone reads these signs in the same way, the church and her priests have to do whatever's possible to bring that joy to us in ways that we can understand. And my way of doing that, so that some of you will appreciate this Sunday very specially, is to make the sermon short. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.